Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Sounds like an anarchist song.
Kind of is.
I don't know what he's saying.
He's saying, we're going to have a crate of bricks at the end of the road. Be ready at dusk.
A crate?
Who is this?
Bad Religion.
I was going to say Sex Pistols.
That's your nickname.
Well, you know, punk rock get people up and moving in the morning early on a Monday.
That's what I try to do with mines. It's Nines Rejoin Week. Jimmy Rejoin Week. That sounds better.
That's good, too.
Playing with the big boys.
Yeah.
Maybe this is about a minor leaguer who got called up to the bigs.
Maybe it is. It could be about a lot of things.
I like deep thinking stuff.
Oh, I know.
Kind of like what we're going to get into right now with this here. You ready?
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're going to laugh, you're going to shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Nah. Display your dirty underwear and we might read it on the air.
Big ol' sack, tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. We'll start with this one. Spelled perfectly. Dear Rawls Galls.
Rawls Galls.
Spelled R-A-H-Z-G-A-H-Z.
Let's say it's the Rawls Galls.
That's how people sometimes see us, or even those we work with.
Yeah, one of those that would be easy to forget about. So P1's got to help us remember because nobody works downstairs right now.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Rawls. So we don't get Rawls Galls.
Hey, Rawls Galls.
Yeah.
Dear Rawls Galls, you often encourage texting to the CVM text line and give out the number, which is 72341. I text in often and sometimes excessively. Your show provokes so many thoughts. Sometimes my text may even be lame. So does excessive texting or subpar text annoy you guys? What are your thoughts in general on the text line, I guess, is what I'm asking. Your show's always awesome. Been listening, like, since 2003 or 4, when 9 used to do the traffic reports. Thanks, P1 Nutty.
Man, I like the text line a lot.
Yeah, there's some that you probably should, you know, people that send them should immediately delete.
Yeah.
Well, because they're so mean?
Yeah, some get pretty graphic. Oh, yeah.
I respond to a good many texts that come in. Fatboy does, and sometimes we respond as each other. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to text us, please feel free, 72341. That's the CVM text line number, 72341.
As far as subpar text, do they annoy us? Look, if you heard the end of the first monologue, I was delivering subpar jokes toward the end. I was trying to ramp myself up, and it was just not there. So it's okay.
That was funny because it wasn't funny. You know what I mean?
Hopefully people see that. But excessive texting, I mean, you know, no. I wish there was a way that we could save people's names, because it's got to be hard to text something in and put your P1 name or your name every time.
Yeah, I mean, I remember there's nutty texting in there. I'm a redneck and I wear my mask during sports.
Did you sign it?
Yeah.
Look at
nutty
that.
In Clemson. Yeah, and then some Bojangles signed his, and then I recognize some of the numbers, like Looper. I recognize his number now because he texts a good bit too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's never bad that people are into the show and want to get in touch with us. No, we love that. If you like the show and you want to get in touch with us, please do.
Please do. And, you know, if you get pissed about something, that's fine, too.
Yeah. I mean.
Especially Fat Boy.
Try to go back and find some funny ones, but, you know, there's a few for today.
Yeah.
It's still early.
Yeah, it's still early. Right. No, I mean, text away, Nutty. He's texting now, so keep it going. That's fine.
Don't stop. The rest of y'all do, too.
Do what now?
The rest of y'all text, too.
Well, this is funny because we're going to go from P1 Nutty to this. Hey, Rise Guys, got to say I'm pretty shocked to hear Fat Boy doesn't like Nutty Bars or Nutty Buddies. They're pretty much the best thing Little Debbie has to offer. Fudge Rounds are pretty good, too, though. I figured Fat Boy would love all the snack cakes with all his heart. But maybe he's just way into the jelly cream pies. What other delicious foods does this monster hate?
Oh, gosh.
Don't tell me he doesn't eat those fried fruit pies. Those damn things are delicious. What about pecan logs? Am I wrong, or did he say he'd never had one? P1, Sir Isaac Putin.
Oh, I love Nutty Bars. It's just the cosmic brownies I don't like.
Those aren't good.
Okay.
Star Crunch, those
Nutty Bars
too.
You do like, because we talked about how, depending on the mood you're in, you're like me, you will sometimes layer them.
I do that.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I was talking to 9.
I didn't eat the one because it was 2 months out of date.
Oh.
Okay.
So I threw that
one
away.
So he thought you said you just didn't like them.
Nah, they're good, man. I don't like pecan logs.
How not? What is it inside? I don't know what that creamy goodness is. Nougat? Is that what it is?
I thought it was whipped cream.
And I only buy Shriners ones only.
Standards.
I don't. I get my nut logs from the Shriners and my brooms from the Lions Club. That's the way I work.
I just don't like pecans. They got a weird taste, man. It's kind of like a chewy, kind of dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever.
You don't like supporting crippled kids, huh?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You don't like to support any causes. That's what it is. You don't want to support anybody.
Come on, man. I took a bunch of brooms back in the day.
Where are they now?
I don't know. Never used them.
Christmas tree cakes, best.
Oh, those zebra cake rolls are the best Debbie cake, hands down.
The Swiss rolls are pretty good.
Yeah.
You gotta have the zebra cake rolls. You had those?
They're all right.
I don't like zebra cakes that much, man.
There's only like, I think, 6 or 7 in a box.
Paige, do you have a favorite?
I'm not. I guess I don't know. The Swiss rolls are okay. I'm not a real big fan of Little Debbie cakes.
Fancy cakes are good.
Fancy cakes are all right.
Apple flips.
I just don't like processed stuff like that.
I don't either. Coffee cakes.
All the brownies are terrible.
They're all right.
You know what's awesome? Ingles Deli Fudge.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's good.
Oh, I haven't had the gelato either.
Jesus Christmas.
You like the gelato? They don't
have
to try it.
I haven't had it.
I got a food line. They got these coconut pecan cookies. And,
Well, you want to fight about it?
In the
Ingles, better.
I like shortbread sandies, though.
Oreos.
I can stand there in the pharmacy line and look over and see our beer in the cooler. A beautiful thing. I want to say to the pharmacist, do you notice anything?
Pill doctor.
You see this face and then, hold on, I'll put on my glasses. You see the guy on the beer can?
Uh-huh.
That's me.
I might be the only one like Star Crunch.
You are, definitely.
But the pharmacist said to me, she said, oh, St. Pauli's girl? Yeah, the cleavage. Mm-hmm. I was like, how dare you?
Donut sticks.
You owe me extra pills now.
You like donut sticks?
I don't like donut sticks.
Oh, I don't necessarily care for them. I just like get a donut. Like, we get to make a stick out of it.
Right?
Yeah. You know, Spink's got some good donuts.
Yeah.
So, I prefer that to a Debbie cake in the morning.
Yeah, definitely.
I have one today.
What about little powdered donuts?
I don't like them. I like the coconut ones.
They're all right if they're not. If they're not hard and they're fresh.
Yeah. Like a hard and fresh.
Somebody takes this one in. The double squares are good.
Ooh, I don't think I had those.
Chocolate cakes with chocolate icing and the cream in the middle.
Nah, I don't like a whole lot of chocolate.
Hold on, I'm going to take another metformin just in case.
Right?
Ah, dumbass.
Too much sugar.
Can I think about it and the endorphins and everything just releases just thinking about it?
The chocolate chip debbies are good, too. The white frosting and the chocolate cake and the chocolate chips.
I'm getting clammy. Calm down.
Do they phase them out? Because the oatmeal are not the oatmeal. They're good. But the raisin cream pies, those are pretty good.
Yeah, I don't see those much now.
Yeah. Oatmeal cream pies used to be my jam,
those
man.
Those are the best still,
like
man.
The big ones?
So good.
The big ones. Yeah. Pop them into the microwave for like 7 to 10 seconds.
No. Come on. I'd love to have a new one.
I've never thought of that. That's a good idea.
Isn't it great?
I've never
My grandma
had the,
taught me that.
The fudge dip banana rolls, but I've seen them. I just never had them.
Oh, I've never seen those.
Yeah, I see them at the store sometimes. Anyway.
I steer clear of those.
Well, I feel like.
Banana twins.
I ain't never had them either.
Yeah, I've had the banana
twins. We should
twins.
Get, somehow, they should give us samples of each one.
I'm
just
telling
a taste
you, man.
Test.
Right?
Where's that dude pulling a little Debbie trailer full of cakes around town? I know he's listening.
Yeah, what about the guy who brought the
we love
vanilla
you.
Cherry Coke? He owes us a favor.
Yeah.
I can't get a follow from Little Debbie to save my life on Twitter.
Probably tweet nasty stuff at him.
I retweet their stuff. Like, oh, I like this one. I don't like this one.
They probably think you're just some kind of crazy fanboy.
They should see a picture of me and, follow
sugar
me.
Addict.
Trying to keep him in business.
All right. We'll go to this one here. Hey, guys, I've been a podcaster since 2011.
No, you ain't.
When I got switched to second shift. You guys get me thinking about stuff a lot. Like, really, it's really incredible the things that you guys talk about and then makes me think about it. So, really, I am wondering about this. I've noticed in the past month or so, Nine keeps mentioning that we live in a matrix. Is he just trolling us or what? Love the show, guys. P1 King Iakea. I don't know if he got moved up in rankings or if his affects the father of the prince, but King Iakea wants to know if, Nine, you're being serious when you say that we live in a matrix.
There's some interesting stuff going on, man. I mean, there's some interesting stuff you can read about it. It's fun and it's interesting, too, where I've read about, let's see, I'm trying to find
Can you give us
name.
The Cliffs Notes?
An Oxford philosopher named Nick Bostrom said that at least one of three possibilities is true. All human-like civilizations in the universe go extinct before they develop technological capacity to create simulated realities. If any civilizations do reach this phase of technological maturity, none of them will be bothered to run the simulations. So if you had the technology, you wouldn't do it anyway. Or advanced civilizations would have the ability to create many, many simulations. That means there are far more simulated worlds than non-simulated ones.
I'll take a blue pill, please.
So, all right,
to a dip-ass like me, will you explain what that means when we come back?
Yeah, I can try to.
I have no idea. I've seen The Matrix. I understand kind of what it's about, but I don't understand how that can be.
You want one of my blue pills?
Basically, I mean, to summarize real quick, there are basically some scientists, computer scientists, and physicists who think that the odds are more likely that we are in a simulation than we're not.
Then everything's predestined.
Is it? I don't know.
Or is everybody's simulation different? Like, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking this was said just now and I'm saying this right now, but in your simulation, maybe it's something else.
I don't know.
God bless.
Possibilities are endless.
All right, we'll talk about that and get to the rest of these. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
Come at, make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
The Planet. Yes!
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:31. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. We're in the middle of the sack. Jimmy, P1 King Guy, Kea wanted to know more what you keep saying about we are living in a matrix. What do you mean by that? You talked a little bit about it.
What do I mean? I don't mean anything by it necessarily. It's just something that is, it's something that has to be kicked around a little bit. It's a thought that more and more people seem to share. It's not that I'm not convinced of it, and I don't want to wind up being the, yep, that's what non-believes. It's just an interesting idea. But it very well could be, because we wouldn't know if we were.
Okay.
And if one civilization somewhere in had reached that level of technology, they could create multiple simulations and more and more and more, and then eventually the odds pretty quickly would become, basically, there's a better chance at a certain point that you are living in a simulation than you're not.
So does that mean things around us are simulated, or all of it is? Like, you know how in the movie The Interview, when James Franco goes walking through North Korea and he finds out the grocery stores are all fake?
Yeah.
And he's like, loses his mind? Is it something like that? Like, are we physically walking around in this thing, or is it all just like it is in some movies where it'll be like you get into a suit and you move around in it and you're like, you know, it's like a power glove, but it's a power body.
Oh, no, it's the world to us. But you think about if you're playing like a Grand Theft Auto type video game like GTA 5 and you're running around as Franklin or Trevor.
Yeah.
Or Michael.
Okay.
I mean, if they had consciousness, if they were conscious,
mm-hmm.
if our technology had developed that far, that these are conscious beings, they wouldn't know they're just in a video game. That's real life to them.
This is some Westworld type stuff.
It is, man. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't fully explain it. I can't even fully understand it because I'm too stupid for quantum physics.
But have you ever noticed when you, maybe this is just me being all high and mighty, but you ever notice when you go to somewhere like a Walmart and you're walking by people and you kind of listen in on their conversations and it sounds like Grand Theft Auto conversations?
Yeah.
Swearing?
No, just
like the conversations on the street in GTA.
Just the crazy, you hear all of it in a glimpse. Like, I'm just giving an example. Like, I was wanting Cherry Coke Zero. This sucks, Mom.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And you hear that, and it's like, man, I don't know what to think about that. Like, it is kind of like Grand Theft Auto right now. I'm going to go steal their car.
You going to punch a hooker on the way out?
No.
There you go.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah.
Interesting. So does that mean, I mean, we feel pain because, in that way of thinking, we feel pain because the vessel we're in, the human body, feels pain.
Yes.
That's why our souls feel the pain.
But if we were in a simulation, we would still feel pain within the simulation.
Do you feel it, or is your body telling you to feel it?
What? Or is the program telling you to feel it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Blue pill, man.
Yeah.
I do. So to take that a step further, what do you believe that if you think that or feel? Okay, you don't think that.
Well, no, I'm entertained by the possibility.
You keep saying that we are, but you don't really mean it.
Well, we could be.
Okay.
And we wouldn't know if we were.
Does that change your afterlife thoughts?
No.
Okay. Oh, man.
Mm.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Right. It's impossible to explain. I think it's impossible to fully understand.
You don't think it's like a level up?
Unless you really know quantum physics.
I'm an expert.
Sure you are.
I'll answer your questions right now.
You're not the Lama. Dalai Lama knows a lot about quantum physics.
Yeah.
Some people think an afterlife could be a step up. You just can't comprehend it in your human form.
Do you believe that, Fat Boy?
I don't know, man. Like, when you see all these mediums, they can't be making all this stuff up. Now, maybe about famous people, they know a little bit more. But, you know, I mean, if they just walk up to normal people and say, hey, you know, so-and-so said, hey, from the other side, what's up?
Right.
Like, there's got to be some, you know, semblance of truth to some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then the soul really lifts out of the body and goes, where?
I don't know, man.
I'm going to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Not with that, you ain't. You better change.
Bull do.
Yeah, I guess what I like about it, what's appealing about it to me, is just the fact that If we were, we wouldn't know. So I can't say I'm not, because if it was, I wouldn't know. So I can't say I'm not, because there's no definitive answer that I'm not.
But you should live like you're not. Or should you live like you are?
You're supposed to live like you're dying.
On a bull named Fu Manchu.
Oh, you're thinking about old Timothy McGraw now.
Rocky Mountain climbing?
I'm just going to be being serious, and I'm going to have to move on to a different email now.
I mean, if it wouldn't go so fast that life would last longer, then I would agree with 9. That it would be somewhere that you can control things like your heart or your liver or things like that.
Mm-mm. The video game character can't control those things. Why would you?
Well, we can't.
I can't control my bowels as a human being.
Yeah. I can't either.
Yeah. Think about it. When you play a video game, you try like hell to keep the character from dying. Character's still going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Justin Timberlake movie where they had to get over the certain line in the city before the time. They were only allowed to go into the city for such amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did not get over the city line, what was that movie?
I saw it. It was pretty good.
It was real good. And anyway, he'd blow up if they didn't get over the city. It was really good, though.
They explode.
All right. Get back into this. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Dear saviors of my mornings. Whoa.
Oh, that's you.
The heavy duty.
Talk dirty to us.
What's something you wish you were good at, but really suck at? I always wish I could run really fast, but I'm short with short legs and a big ass and hips, so I can't run worth a flying blank. I hope that's a girl. When I run, you imagine a guy with really short but with a huge butt?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you were supposed to be a midget.
But it's not true of a woman? Who's built the same way as the man?
I'm not sure. Ladies, my grandma was 4'11 when she died.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
So she was technically.
That was 4'10 and
little
under.
Person. Oh, it's not?
Yeah, 4'10.
Well, you couldn't say it to her face anyway.
No, she's dead now. You're right. What's something you really wish you were good at? But suck at, I always wish I could run really fast, but I'm short with short legs and a big ass and hips, so I can't. Run worth a flying blank. When I run, someone should follow me playing notes on a tuba because that's how it looks when I try to run. So what about y'all? Anything you wish you could do, but your stupid body just isn't made that way? P1, Megan the Scallion.
Yeah, I wish I could fly like a bird, but I got a people body, so I can't. I don't have hollow bones.
Something you wish you could do, but your body doesn't allow it. Yeah, oh, man.
I mean,
dunk.
I mean,
bunch of things.
I can't on 7 foot. I don't know, like mental.
Like most things, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Fat Boy, you can dunk on 7 foot standing flat footed.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a big dude. Like Boban.
Your arms are more than a foot long. You're good.
I wish I could remember stuff or like retain it. You know, some people have photographic memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have that.
I wish I could teleport places.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Save a lot of time driving.
You ever see the documentary about those twins? I think they're from Britain. They have photographic memories. You tell them a certain day, they'll tell you what they were wearing, what was on TV, what the weather was.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, they're twins.
Are they stuck together twins?
No, they're not. They're not from Siam.
Watch it.
So anyway.
Well, that's kind of hard to do. You know?
Yeah.
Would it be stuck together?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I wish I was really good at that I'm not.
I mean.
Being nice?
No, I'm pretty good at that.
Stuff I wish I was good at doesn't necessarily, isn't because of my body. It's just like, I really would love to play guitar, but I don't have the patience to learn.
Well, that's your brain.
I know. Uh-huh. So that's it is part of my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
The simulation won't allow it.
Yeah, I wish I could sing really well. I mean, I think I probably am slightly above average if you include all the people who can't sing good at all. But
you won Rise Guys Idol.
I wish I was actually good.
Yeah.
Then we'd have a band.
Can work on that. I wish I can water ski as good as everybody else. It takes me forever to get up on one ski.
Everybody else don't water ski good.
And it's really embarrassing.
Who's someone good that water skis?
Everybody but me.
No,
my brother can get up on one
ski.
Why do you
say stuff like that?
I mean, it is the truth. For all my life, every time I go water skiing, I'm the one that everybody laughs at because it takes me forever to get up.
A minority of people water ski well. A very tiny minority of people water ski well.
I don't know a single water skier, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, when's the last time you went?
Last year.
You can't say everybody else is good at that because you're sitting in a room with three people who don't do it.
I've never tried.
I do it
really?
All.
Apparently, I'm
and
good
I
too.
Would suck at it. I can tell you right now.
No, you Paige said you're good at it. You're a good water skier.
I know how to start. As soon as that thing jerked me, you know.
What are we talking about?
I would go face first into the water. I could.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
I could water ski on my face really well.
They got those tubes now. You just lay in. Like, well, there's no challenge to
this. Like the surfboards that you stand up on and you bull stud, man. Wow. There's no way I could do that. There's absolutely no way.
The paddle boards or
whatever they're called, where it's a surfboard and they have it at Hartwell now.
Those are fun, though. Those aren't that bad.
I could not do that. I guess like a lot.
Or even.
I'm okay with not being good at water sports.
Name a sport. I could not probably do it.
Golf?
No.
Soccer?
No.
Volleyball?
I'm not bad at volleyball. I could be on the front line, but I wouldn't need to be back where I'd have to run around a lot.
Well, you say you're not bad, you're not good, though.
We played in PE. I was decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Tennis?
No, I wouldn't be. I couldn't get around enough, you know.
You couldn't get it. I mean, I couldn't either.
Boy, that email really hurt my feelings.
I know. There's so many things we wish we were good at, and we never did or tried.
We're not good at anything.
Well,
we're good at some things. There's not many things.
Let's go back to anybody have anything more to say about that?
I wish I was good at a lot of things I'm not good at.
Wish never lost as much volume, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I something my body holds me back from. Yeah, I wish I was good at being like 6'3".
I know. I wish I were taller.
How tall? You're 6'1"?
Yeah. But what am I gonna do with all the extra? Like, I wish I was 6'5" when I was 15. That would have helped. You know, play ball or something.
Oh yeah.
If I'm almost 40 at 6'5", what I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
Just wasted inches.
There's got to be more to that. I'm going to simmer on it. I'll give you this one. Rise Guys, the dude from Truth and Consequences this week must not need a job that bad. Don't he know the work environment is these days? Everybody's soft. You can't associate with people. Do your job and get out. You look at somebody wrong these days and you get fired. I can't believe he was so cavalier about... C-A-V-A-L-E-E-R, about his job. I don't want to work with him because I'd lose my job for beating his ass real good. P1 TIG show. P.S. I'm a damn welder since you'll be nosy about my P1 name.
Well.
I already knew what that meant, jerk off. Secondly, let me read this again. Oh, okay, so this is the guy who complained that he was getting bullied at work.
And Z-Dog. Then
when we called him, he was bullying him even more.
Yeah.
So this guy's point is you can't even be friends with people, associate with people, do your job, get out. Don't say any crosswords. Anything that could be deemed as crosswords.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you might be right. The guy just didn't seem to value having the job too much, or at least didn't understand the consequences of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
God, man, you got to be nervous now. These jobs, there ain't no jobs to go to.
No.
You know, it's not as easy as just going back to work.
Yeah. Where you gonna go? I mean, that's why, like, you know, a payroll tax cut isn't going to do too much for, like, people who work.
Nope. There's no more unemployment.
Because you got people begging for jobs that don't exist right now in a lot of places. We're doing better than a lot of places around here, though.
Yeah, but it's still, I don't remember where that guy was from. That was on Truth and Consequences, but in South Carolina, it's right to work state.
Yeah.
Like, South Carolina is one of, I think, four states that could still fire you for being gay.
Yeah.
Like, if you came out of the closet, your boss didn't agree with that, he could fire you based on that. And South Carolina is one of, like, four states that still does not have any kind of legislation for that. But Paige looking at me like she's disgusted. It's crazy, right?
But wouldn't you still be protected by the federal law?
Yeah, I think you have rights.
I think the federal law would supersede and still protect
you. So you're saying you'd have to go to Supreme Court?
Well, still grant you that protection.
Age, sexual orientation, religious rights.
I'm just telling you what... Right,
most states put it on the books, but the federal law would still protect you on those grounds. But yeah, if the boss just don't like the way you looked at him, he can fire you for that.
We got no protections as workers.
But don't you think that's even more... This is going to sound kind of self-loathing, maybe, but don't you think that's even harder for what we do? because of the fact we're on the radio and we're doing a show, but certain things that we say to each other, if we were at a desk job, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no guidelines with that. There's guidelines that we've had to set through these, teleconferences or whatever, where it would tell you how to, the environment should be at work. But in this studio, it's a different ball of wax.
Yeah. As far as they know, as far as they'll tell you officially, it's supposed to be the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't have lasted this long.
The truth is a little different.
Hell no.
I miss the first thing we usually say to each other when we see each other in the morning.
Call you some kind of bad word.
something mean, yeah.
It ain't nice.
All right. We need to break here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Paige, what's going on in the Plex?
Oh, well, we're going to talk about it. Possibly another reboot. Could Blazing Saddles be made this time in our country? So there might be one that's being made. Will it involve a black sheriff in a western town full of white people? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
So it'll be Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be Blazing Saddles. All right, we'll find out. I guess it is going to happen. So we'll get details next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
Ustream app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Man, we just had, what, he got tongue-tied?
Yeah, I mean, he had a lot going on trying to. I don't know what he's trying to get out.
It's hard when you talk about. Like, I'm just trying to talk about it now. It's hard to put that into words, like the thought of simulations or being in a matrix.
It's damn near impossible to find words for it. It's really, really hard to explain. Like, I can't even. That's the thing about it is that you kind of can understand it a little bit, but then when you try to turn around and say it, you can't.
Yeah.
It kind of. And I think that's one of the things that gives it some credence is that it kind of short circuits your brain even to think about it.
Doesn't it, like. Thoughts about, like, even hieroglyphics that were seen or found in caves. How would you, if you saw some of these things of historic times, how would you put that into words? How would you put that into words?
I think more importantly, too, is, like, who would you tell?
Right, because especially, like, I've said this before, way back when, they put everybody in a sanitarium. If you said something that was out of line or not with what people agreed with, 200 years prior to that, they would have burned you at the stake. 1800s, they'd throw you in an insane asylum. Okay. And it was like, okay, if I have any of these crazy thoughts, I'd sure not share them with anybody. But then again, we have the opportunity right now to share them, and we don't know how.
We have no individuality.
Yeah, I guess some crazy thoughts are easy to share. Other ones are hard to explain. Like anything when it gets into that level of physics, or quantum physics.
Well, yeah.
There's a handful of people on Earth who can explain that.
I misspell physics when I write it. I write psychic sometimes.
And there's a handful of people on Earth who can even understand it, and there's even fewer people who can understand it in a way that, or who can explain it in a way that I can understand it.
But then when you get physics, physicists on the phone, maybe, and they try to explain it to us. Our minds are too feeble to understand what they're saying.
Yes, yes. That's why it takes a very special physicist to understand or to be able to explain stuff in a way that we can understand it.
So if this is a simulation or our lives are a simulation or whatever, does that mean, does that add to fate or destiny? Like, can we change the simulation, or is the simulation already laid out and we're just living the simulation?
We have no way of knowing the rules of the simulation. We have no way of knowing how it works. If it were, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know that it is, let alone how it would work, the rules, constraints of it.
You think it's what the Chinese were kind of hinting on with reincarnation? A similar concept that, life continues in various forms.
I used to give a little bit of credence to that, like just the thought of it, I guess I would think about. But I don't necessarily think that it's a come back here kind of thing. You know what I mean?
You could wind up anywhere.
Like, wouldn't that be, like, if you talk about hell as it's laid out, the burning and the bottomless pit, could the bottomless pit just mean that you keep getting sent back to the same?
You're punished for something someone else did forever.
You keep getting sent back to the same level, which is Earth.
You know what I mean? You have to level up.
You never get that chance of ever getting to the next plane up, which in some people's minds is heaven. To some people's minds, it's purgatory for a little while.
Well, the bad part would be getting sent back here after this one's exploded sometime in the distant future.
Oh, man.
A long time from now.
Yeah.
I don't want to come back to a wrecked Earth.
No, but that could be the hellfire in brimstone.
It could be.
Yeah, it really could be.
I don't want that.
All right. Well, sir, if you get your words back together, I'd love to talk to you because he had something really good to say about that. We will catch up on time, take a break, come back, and we will do those headlines about Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Right after this. Morning, everybody.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10 right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.